You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about why you need to stop making throwaway branded apparel. Now, as business people, we are so used to doing things for business metrics, for the KPIs, as they like to say. So when we start creating branded apparel, some of us go a few ways that we shouldn't. Some like the corporate look, the simplicity look, some look for the lowest unit rates, and all those reasons come together to create a scenario that creates a gap for your business's longevity with its branded apparels. And that's why you need to stop making throwaway branded apparel, especially custom t-shirts like that. So here's what your branded apparel is, just in case you're confused. These are any garments that have your logo on them. Your hats, your shirts, your jackets, your hoodies, your sweatshirts, whatever the heck they may be. Now let's talk about why you actually get branded material and branded apparel before we move forward. You get branded apparel to put your company's name out there. So while your employees or you are out about in the community, people can actually ask you what you do and maybe pick up some business out of it. It's really not that complicated. That's the reason why you create branded apparel. But somewhere along the way, we decided that, hey, you know what? Let's create something crappy. Yes, I said crappy. Let's create something that is not top of the line or beautiful just because we want to have the lowest unit rate. And in other times, we get people who want to create or mimic a specific style where mimicry, if it's popular, is going to be expensive. So we end up going, well, we can't have too many of these, or we can't have enough of these because of the price. As a business person in the year 2022, you should be able to create branded apparel that people want to wear. Direct-to-garment and direct-to-film technology has really opened up what you can print onto garments these days, and it's changed the way garment production will happen for years to come. So talk to your local garment manufacturer, producer, customizer, whatever you may call them, and talk to them about what the newest and latest greatest technology can do to make a difference for you. And if you have any questions in the meantime, you can always give us a call. We are here to help you. We are WDFA, and this has been the world of WDFA.